When Solomon was anointed king of Israel, everyone was filled, and in 1 Kings chapter 1, all the people went up after him, and the people were playing on flutes and rejoicing with great joy, so that the earth shook at their noise. The earth shook with the noise made by their celebration of joy. A good old Scottish minister had a poor old woman in his church with a habit of saying, "Praise the Lord," and "Amen," when anything helpful was said. This habit disturbed the minister, and one New Year's Day he went to see her. "Betty," he said, "you call out, 'Praise the Lord,' just when I get to the best part of my sermon, and it throws me off. I'll make a bargain with you. If you stop doing it all this year, I'll give you a pair of wool blankets." Well, like I said, Betty was poor and the offer of the blankets looked very good, so she did her best to keep quiet and earned them. Sunday after Sunday, she bit her tongue, but one day a visiting minister came to preach, a man bubbling over with joy. As he preached on forgiveness of sin and eternal life, she forgot all about the blankets as the joy of salvation grew brighter and brighter. At last, Betty couldn't stand it any longer, and jumping up, she cried, "Blankets or no blankets, hallelujah!" In the Bible, when David was bringing the ark back to the temple in Jerusalem, the city broke out into a fantastic celebration. The musicians played, horns blew, cymbals clashed, and stringed instruments rang out. The people shouted, and King David danced. However, Michal, his wife, despised David's behavior because she thought it was inappropriate. David and the Lord were so displeased with her attitude that she was banished from the king's presence and died childless. Don't be ashamed to show your joy. God is pleased by it, and you will be blessed.